This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Species on the planet. I've studied the entire New World Order operation, and that's what it is. And everything has been psychologically war-gamed, where unless the public completely wakes up and rejects it all wholesale, it will succeed. And of course, we know that God will intervene at the end. And it is laid out, because the group doing this is not the Supreme Being. It is a very nasty group of entities that the Bible tells us about, a military force. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of everything. It's never coming back. The prosperity's never coming back. It's all over. And they're going to, by increments, put the pressure on, get you to give up more rights, and then they'll take a little pressure off. And then they'll tell you, give up more rights, and then pressure will be taken off. But then always it'll be put back on even tighter. That's the psychology of this takeover. And to watch Bill Gates on all these TV shows saying it's never coming back, it's going to be really hurt bad, and he starts laughing and giggling with Bilderberg Group members. These people are openly evil, and they're not even hiding it. And they tell you, oh, you're going to have 5 shots a year just for COVID, and they're not going to help you. Oh, and vaccines do hurt you. We used to tell you they didn't hurt you. You know, they do hurt you. Oh, and these new ones change your DNA, and we don't know what's going to happen, but we're just doing it. It's the psychology of Stockholm Syndrome, where they are shocking you and torturing you and getting you to do outrageous things, knowing you're going to bow to them and become a coward out of fear and rationalize what they're doing. So this is all a very deliberate operation. Like when they say there is no such thing as Antifa. There is no violence in the streets. Give us $25 billion at the post office so we can rig the election. If you don't give us $25 billion and have illegal mail-in voting, then you are a fascist. And we've got to have an emergency session in Congress during a campaign never before done. So it's all going over the edge. So the most important thing you can do and I can do is understand what Netflix is. Think about that. How there's really nothing old on Netflix. It's all new and all bad and all debilitating, so that everyone forgets the past, and now all the shows, they're wearing masks, and the video games and the movies, suddenly it's permanent. And if you'll have a suffocating mask over your face that rots your teeth and doesn't protect you and gives you hypoxia and all the rest of it, and you don't get enough air, and it lowers your oxygen by 20%, that alone causes brain damage long term. They can do anything. And they admit, when Gates came out and said, here's the future, forced inoculations, tracking everywhere you go, and sorry, we're going to get rid of the tourism industry pretty much, and that's just, we're going to have a post-industrial world. So the headline at InfoWars.com today is, the lockdown is never going to end. Welcome to the post-industrial world, which is the post-human world. And it's all in the Agenda 21. It's all in Agenda 2030. It's all public. And they even say on the news, oh, it's for the earth now, and it's teaching us to redistribute wealth, to the ultra-rich. And the public has lost God, so they've lost a mooring. And so mental illness and insanity is spreading like wildfire. And guard your soul, folks. That's all I can tell you. Guard your soul above everything else. Fear not who can kill the body, but you can kill the soul. This is just going to be one hell of a nightmare. But in the end, all of the delusion will be removed. And every head will bow, every knee will bend to God. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now, 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high-quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets, it'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high-quality storable foods now, and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. Bad news. I just come here with the simple, plain facts. We're on a planet hurtling through deep space, orbiting a beautiful sun, given all these gifts by our Creator, but we have free will. And so there is a spirit, a program, an operation that seeks to enslave us and turn us into gnome-like suboid servants that will build a universe in the image of Lucifer. And that's what we're in the middle of. So again, thank you for joining us on this live, teleprompter-free, August 17th, 2020 worldwide transmission. Oh, I've got a lot of interesting news, a lot of amazing little factoids and things to cover. There's always the cotton candy of the Durham investigation and, you know, the popcorn of people being jerked out of their vehicles and beaten to death or half to death or shot in the head and the media saying it's good. And there's all the wondrous cancer statistics of pediatric cancer up 50,000% from what it was in the 60s. And there's all the myriad censorship and control and AI overlords watching our every move. And all the Skeksis-like servants of the devil cackling and hissing and slithering around all completely empty and alone. Now there's the headline. The lockdown is permanent. Welcome to the post-industrial world, Monday Live. Bill Gates has publicly announced that the lockdown will never end. And forced inoculations are on the way. And you watch that video with him on Fareed Zakaria. Let's play it next segment. Fareed reads his script back at him and says, it's really bad. It's going to last years. People need to get used to it. And Gates starts getting really excited. And if you read the fine print of what he says, he goes, well, it never goes back to normal. But in the industrialized areas, you're going to be allowed to go to a restaurant by the middle of 2021. And, oh, but, you know, the smaller businesses are going to have to be closed forever, and only travel that's essential is going to be allowed, and you're going to have to take a microchip to do that. And it's all being announced by his surrogates. And then he comes and announces most of it on TV, but then has his surrogates say, oh, but you don't know Jeffrey Epstein, and oh, you don't want to put a microchip in anybody. And Bill Gates is like, that's right, because it's not called a microchip. It's nanotech. And if you actually read the tech publications, it's everywhere. The future of tech is in your skin. Everybody's going to get it. It's just a bandage. It's so easy. And it just puts little chips into your skin, and they work their way in. Yay! Imagine if aliens landed and said, come, if you want your food, put on this patch. It's easy. I'm putting something in you to help you. It's just a tattoo. You know, tattoos are fun, but you can't see this one, but the computer can. Everything's fine. We're your friends. And now,
Oh, in Europe and in China, when you show up at the grocery store, they weigh you to decide if you're too fat to get food, and it's all on your social credit score. But then when they first do it, they apologize. Oh, we don't know why the government had people out at the grocery store. It was a test gone wrong. And then the next time, well, yeah, we're doing it. Because, see, they know when they announce, hey, we're going to be there weighing you at the grocery store or the restaurant, you're going to, that's crazy. I'm going to fight that. They go, oh, we're doing it. Oh, it's an accident. And that way, okay, and the next time, oh, we are doing it, but not to everybody. You get a coupon if you let us do it. And then, oh, everybody has to do it. But if you don't want to, you can go sign up over here. We put you on a list. Oh, you don't want the vaccine? Sure, just get on a list over here. Oh, sorry, we're sending contact tracers to your house to take your kids because you're not giving them the inoculation. It's all been battle planned. But they know how to get our laziness. They know how to manipulate that. They know how to incrementally get us to put the chains on ourselves. So the chains are going on, and the stated plan by the United Nations and by the Club of Rome and by the Bilderberg Group and by the Davos Group is a post-human world. And they're now externalizing the hierarchy. They're externalizing the method. They're externalizing the inner cult vision of, hey, like I told you in Endgame, low level, they say we're going to kill 80%. Oh, you're part of the 20%. You'll be all right. And then higher level, they go, well, it's really about 90. Dr. Pianca wants 90% killed, head of the biology department at the time at UT. And then one of his graduate students that works at a level 4 bioweapon lab in California, she wrote an op-ed saying, listen, Pianca's too liberal. Humans are a parasite. We're going to transcend our bodies and merge with machines. And then she works at a bioweapon facility. So see, that's not 12 Monkeys, a fictional movie where the exterminist animal rights activist wants to depopulate the earth. And he works at a bioweapon lab. They really work at the bioweapon labs, and they tell you, we don't kill your ass. And Bill Gates says there's too many of us. And then Bill Gates is our doctor now, and it's, oh, Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, New York Times, CNN, ABC, NBC, every channel, BBC. It's just even in China. Bill Gates is on the TV, and he's like, and you're going to have this, and you're going to take the inoculation. Adults get 5, children get 2, and there's going to be new plagues. Terrorists are about to release it. This was really a drill. And then everybody's smiling and laughing. And Stephen Colbert, you can tell, is totally scared. When they all agree to him, because they're all now know, they were never going to get rid of 80%. They're going to kill everybody. Because the way this thing works is one person gets to live. If there were 2 New World Order globalists in a tower, they would kill each other. Now you're entering the mind of Satan. Satan doesn't want slaves. Satan wants you dead. The ultimate control is to kill you so that you cannot develop and then die and then your spirit transcend to the next level. It needs to put you into an artificial reality, totally make you satanic and evil, kill your body to trap you with it forever. And Satan wants to be able to operate in multi-dimensions, and so we are the gateway for Satan to run that operation. And so that's why all these fools, the left thinks, oh, we're locking things down to defeat Trump. That's just one facet. This plan has been on the shelf for decades. They admit it. They're implementing it now. They're tailoring it for politics. But it's for everybody, and it's the left that's losing their jobs the most, that's in the highest crime, that's living in hell. But again, like Stockholm, they go out and rage against people in the countryside or people that have a farm. You see all the news. Yeah, the pieces of crap live in rural areas. They're out in sunshine and walking on their own property. Yeah, because their families were smart and didn't want to live in a big evil city. And they may live in a shack, but they're living better than the richest person in some devilish high-rise. And it's all going to be taken. So the move, if I was a selfish person, I'd sell everything I got. I'd get plastic surgery. And I would run to somewhere like the inner mountain region of the western part of the United States, and you'd never see me again. I'd be 100 miles from nowhere, behind a hill, with a shack and then a bunker underneath it and with a radio and a little farm. Gone, gone, gone. Because, and that's the wimpy thing to do But not join Satan, but run and hide. And they're going to come there. The robots are going to come there. The drones are going to come there. And that's why none of the globalists are having children, because they're already scared enough themselves, the ones that aren't pure Satanists, and they know it's over. It's over. Well, you know what? I'm having more children if I can. I'm doubling down on God and on our children and on us, because I need to put them into the world because I love them so much, so that they are in danger to this, so I don't bow down to Satan, because it's their soul that matters. That's how you're all in. You don't tied in the ground. You stand up. Now, if you've got a family and it's your mission to protect yourselves and get out, and then support the resistance as much as you can. There's ways to be balanced about it. I'm just simply telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that giving up on society and civilization is what the enemy wants to really capture us and accelerate this. Satan's going to get his 1 year or so of power and going to kill billions of people. But in the end, they're going to be defeated. This whole AI thing's going down, and Bill Gates will pay.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. So here's how it works. When somebody gets straight A's across the board in high school, and they've got databases on genealogies and a lot of other things they do, you get approached to go to one of these advanced academies at a college. And then larger groups get tested there for aptitude. And then when you're about 15 or 16, they recruit you to be part of a scientific force trying to save the Earth. And so you've been brought in, you're saving the Earth, you're a good guy, and by increments they have a psychological table where they walk you into the position, by the time you're about 18, that you believe that we have to take control of the planet. We have to reduce the population because we're the ruling class, and that eugenics is the way to go because humanity is degenerating and falling apart. And then, of course, they don't explain to you that they're engineering the culture crisis and breaking up the family and putting things in the water to lower IQ and greasing the skids for the decadence that was already going to come in an industrial society that takes people off the land where they have to work to produce their own food. And so they didn't just build this industrial system by accident and make it to where babies sleep in cribs, babies get formulas, babies get vaccines, babies get removed from their parents, babies are disassociated, babies are basically more like robots by the time they grow up, because they've been dehumanized. There was a track of the Renaissance, building machines, building science, building the Gutenberg press 500 and something years ago, that caused an enlightenment. But parallel to the enlightenment was the dark force twisting the light so that it would be able to then get full control of us and make us dependent on it. And so now they are destroying the old Renaissance track and they're jumping us over to the train to hell. And that's really what I just wanted to get across to everybody, that lying to yourself about this and living in denial is only going to make it worse. And again, I read this stuff 30 years ago and found it absolutely wild and thought the elite's delusional. They really won't try to pull this off. But then I watched them pull it off, pull it off, pull it off. And then I'm like, oh, they're about 5-6 years behind. They're 2020. To launch the beginning of the post-industrial world, the depopulation, the end of the family. In the UK, they arrest you if you say there aren't unlimited genders, because they're going to have human robots. They're going to have clones. And they're going to say that they've all got rights, because the government, the system will speak for them, and they'll be programmed by the system. The corporations want to build crops of humans as the machines, just like Blade Runner. But that's only one level of the deception. That's the technocrats, the transhumanists that want to live forever, being told, oh, There's too many people. They're dumbed down. We got to get rid of most of them. And then once we've gotten rid of most of them, you know, there'll be a new golden future. And it'll be like Zardoz, where we'll have these hunter-killers that go out and keep the population of the wild humans down, and then we're going to live in these advanced estates, more like in the ancient Greek times or Elysium. And you go, where did they come up with a movie like Zardoz with Sean Connery? Let me run some of the trailer. Well, that came out right after the Club of Rome created its secret report in the early 1960s, and by then it was public and they circulated and they made a movie about it. Now, of course, that was getting old elitist in the 60s to sign on to, we're going to kill almost everybody and we'll hunt down the other people. It's like a Hunger Games original. And then we'll just be elites on our beautiful plantations and live forever. And so they kind of bought into that worldview. But now that you get closer to it, they go, nah, all humans are really parasites. We have to get rid of the species. Well, who is behind this? I mean, you don't just think another human's directing this, do you? This is Hitler squared to infinity. This is, type in Zardoz trailer to YouTube. Zardoz. Zardan. Maybe that's why you can't find it. Maybe I can find it. There was my phone. So, that's where all of this is going. And we're being completely and totally domesticated for that. And I could sit here and I could cover other news and I can talk about this or that or this interesting factoid or how they're not going to have the debates. They're going to be video conference. We knew that was coming. It's all window dressing, ladies and gentlemen. That's all it is. So I sit there and I look at Bill Gates, what Hitler wished he could be. And I just sit here and I watch how the public's been turned so evil like their masters that it'll be a blessing when everybody gets killed. Because that's how this weird, sick Illuminati balance works, is they get us to be evil, they get us to be selfish, they get us to go along and say we're heroes wearing masks, they get us to bind our own destruction, and then by the time we are all destroying ourselves, they sit back and they laugh about it when they help set the whole thing up. And that's how they metaphysically think that they get away with it. And, you know, I've said this before, I can see their Darwinian, social Darwinian angles from a scientific perspective, but it's all false data because they're the worst people on earth. Their kids commit suicide at record levels. They're totally unhappy. I've been around some of these billionaire kids. I mean, the real ones, okay? You're talking cursed people, all of them. They're cursed, ladies and gentlemen. And Trump knows joining them is a curse. It's why he's not in bed with them. But he's got one leg with him, one leg out, because that's what it is to be on this planet now. And so you've got the twisted version of the hierarchy up on top, and as you go down the hierarchy, it just gets more disgusting and a more stupid version of what's on top, to where they force those of us that are not part of the Illuminati to be in the same position, looking at our watch, knowing how bad it's going to get. Going right about now, they're going to release that bioweapon to wipe most of these guys out. Damn, I wish we could have woke them up. But let me just get below ground as quickly as possible and hope they don't send hunter-killer robots in here in 6 months to get me. I mean, that's basically it. We're all writing our own death warrant. I mean, listen, you're all dead. Most of you are dead already. They already put it in you.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen
because she's part African. And now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people. That the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Alex Jones.
Submitting to the incremental bending of our will until we're more akin to silly putty than men and women must be resisted. This is not a social contract where there's a neighborhood pool and everyone agrees not to take a dump in it. Because now there's a phenomenon where adults just crap in pools. People are so lazy and selfish. That's what decadence is. When your culture is being fastidious and having a really good social contract and really standing up for each other, then deviance becomes the thing. Like take Japan. You can leave your Rolex watch out at a restaurant Come back in an hour, it'll be sitting right there on the table. When they have earthquakes and tsunamis, the crime rate goes from almost nothing to zero. People don't take advantage when things are tough. But they have shops and things and degeneracies I didn't even know existed, because as the culture begins to break down, as the family breaks down, they are turning into bifurcated people where they have this evil side, this devilish side that is into total degeneracy. And the left sells this argument, oh, you got to feed that side. No, you don't want to feed that side. You want to be conscious of that and realize what it is, and that it's not part of your real system, and that you have all these other destinies to be carried out that are going to take self-sacrifice. And it's because you're not sacrificing and you're not ascending that your body then starts to want to kill you. And you start to be depressed. You start to hate yourself because you're not being strong. You're not standing up. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You know, plants don't grow and live very long in zero gravity. They just spin around in circles. If a plant doesn't get some wind on it, it never becomes strong. But they want to raise us inside these little greenhouses for the act of fully and completely conquering us forever. And there was just a horrible article. In fact, it's in the stack from here, so you guys grab it for me. How China defeated the coronavirus and what they did right. And it's a big shot of a dome city in China where the party elites go and live outside of the smog and dead bodies and roaches and open sewers. And it's all about how you want to get into that dome city. They're the place that gave us COVID, but they're the dome city. They're the answer. See, it's an inversion of reality. If you guys can't find it, we'll just put it in post. Here, I'll pull it up. It's on my phone. It's a New Yorker magazine article. The point is, you'll see it everywhere. It's the same article over and over again. And Google and Apple and all these groups, it turned out for 6-7 years, are secretly buying up all the land in Denver, in Toronto, in Austin, and other areas, and also middle of nowhere, West Virginia, to build domed cities. There it is. To build domed cities so that you can be safe from the COVID. Oh, you'll get inoculated, you'll get face scanned, you'll get checked. And then, of course, COVID will never make it into the city because they'll lie and say it never did, because they can call it COVID if they want. They can not call it if they want. It's like New Zealand saying, oh, we haven't had one case in 3 months. Oh, we had 4 cases. We're suspending the election and locking everything down. The whole end game is putting us into an artificial system. Why do you think the CIA-funded seminal film of George Lucas, THX-1138, was about? That was his student film that he then remade with Robert Duvall in his first major movie. You have Robert Duvall in your movie, and it's you're living underground with the psychiatry tyranny over you, and they're breaking up, they're ending the family, and everyone's force drugged, and everybody has shaved heads, and everybody wears the same uniforms. And why are they living underground? Well, you learn, Lucas didn't put it in the film, but in the postulate that, of course, he didn't come up with, there's been a bioweapon above ground. So this is a civilization 100 years after it goes underground. And then you see it again in the movie The Island that came out in the early 2000s. And everyone thinks that, oh, they're lucky to live on the island because the bioweapon killed almost everybody on Earth. But once a week, somebody wins the lottery to go from this island that's not very comfortable to this luxury island where they're repopulating the Earth on this island where you can finally be outdoors again. And there's hundreds of these books, hundreds of these movies to pre-program you. Predictive programming is what it's called, Because even though it's scary, when you sit there eating popcorn and eating a hot dog and drinking a big old, large, delicious Coca-Cola, and you're watching clones getting grabbed and harvested, and you know, because they're really clones, and you're watching all this tyranny, but you're sitting there eating a hot dog, your brain, at the cellular synapse level, associates it as non-threatening. It's like being raised and, you know, watching tigers eat zebras all day, but you just eat pizza and drink Jack Daniels while you watch it. You know, you'd think, hell, you'd associate tigers eating a gazelle or a zebra as good, except it's going to eat you. So the slasher movies, the death, you're all desensitized so that when the real thing comes or your neighbor's being drug off, you don't say anything because it's just more entertainment. It's just more death. It's just more abortion. And so they tell you, yeah, we need to riot more. Yeah, white people are inherently evil. Yeah, we need to keep babies alive and harvest their organs. And there's a lot of money in that, hundreds of thousands of dollars. The mother makes the decision whether the child has value. She says it doesn't. We go, we are not resuscitating. The baby's alive. But the term is resuscitate. It's a legal term in the bioethics board of the UN. You know, the death panels, but people get upset about that. That's Bill Gates. If we don't give that last year of health care to that older lady who's a patient, we can hire 10 teachers. But that's a death panel. And so people don't like it when I say that. And they people clap. They're like, I get some money. I get some money. Kill the granny. But we're not talking about an old lady deciding to not get cancer, sir. We're talking about, no. He's training you that less is more. He's training you that we're not going to have an infrastructure anymore. You're not going to have police. You're not going to have doctors for you. That's for folks that have a high social credit score and are like rock stars that live in the new super cities that are so cool to be in, the dome cities. But, of course, the real establishment's going to be out at armored compounds, you know, in northern Canada. That's really where they're going. They got some decoy facilities and stuff around the world, but they're up in Canada. They're being watched very closely. And none of them are going to escape. They're not going to escape their controller that wants to kill every one of them. I mean, they're under the wings of just absolutely savage entity. With just a vicious will that just... The devil doesn't just want the planet. It hates us. We're a more advanced life form. We're just at an embryonic level. And he's looking at this larva going, that's the big guy right there. He made these damn things. God, look how powerful they are. If I can just get control of them, they'll build whatever I want. I'm going to tear them inside out before I flush them down the toilet because I'm going to beat this guy. And that's Satan in a nutshell, folks. So God says, all right, have your way with my larva. Just make them tougher. I'm with the big guy. I'm with the plan. I'm on the program. I get it. I understand it. Time to join God, folks. Get off the planet. Go next level. Let's do it together. It's all a big test. Say no to Bill Gates. Say no to Satan.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Listen to some local radio station, you think, what in the world is this I'm listening to? Listen, I wish it wasn't true. You can go research what I'm telling you. You can watch my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's still on YouTube. They took it off Amazon because it had 5 stars and tens of thousands of downloads. They called it hate speech because it exposed the Nazi government, where the Nazis came from, Planned Parenthood, and so, yes, literally a film that starts with the Nazis and goes through the history that came before it. That was removed for hate speech. Watch that film made 13 years ago. There's Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They want you dead. World government's just the beginning. The end game is you're dead. And I describe exactly the plan in their own writings, their own words, and their own videos. So just remember that. And you'll watch it, and you're like, wow, 90% of this has come true. Yeah. And then you want the rest to come true? And I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it again. If I read the cheat sheet for college, say for Moby Dick, then I'm not surprised when Ahab goes down with the whale at the end if I actually read the whole book, because I read the ending. So I know what they're going to do next because they've got a giant industrial, cultural, economic, spiritual, genetic plan. And I understand with Stockholm Syndrome, people are like, I don't want to admit that. I want to go play golf. I want to go swimming. I want to go to the bar. I want to, hey, guess what? You're not going to do any of that soon. Worldwide depression, war in the streets, hell on earth. A dystopian fascist slash communist technocracy. China is the model just to begin with. And they're coming for one thing, your children. Because they want to mold them into a nightmare. And they want to tear them psychically, spiritually, limb from limb, slowly. They want to take the image of God and tear it apart. So I'll cover temporal, little focused news next hour. Oh, let's look at this and let's look at that. But all of it is the fetid, stinking, scrofulous covered droppings of Satanism. And Satanists love to have that pentagram on their chest. They think it gives them power. But all it is a man inverted. That's why they call them movie stars. They're stars. The head, the arms, the legs, that's the star. The symbol, the pentacle, is a positive symbol. That's why we have it on our flag. Represents we the people. Those are pictures of humans up there. Stars. Made in the image of God. You travel the stars, of the stars, from the stars, with the stars. And the blue of space. And the blood that flows through our veins. And the purity of God that holds our blood up. That's a holy symbol. That's why it's beautiful. That's why it's strong. Stars in the sky. But the devil worshipers go, oh, you're a star because you come to Hollywood and you bow down to us and we turn it upside down because it's so much fun to be upside down, driving man into the ground, destroying yourself, destroying your destiny, throwing it away, and throwing away other people's destinies. That's the most important part. And you look at these rebelling sacks of ugly garbage that do this. They have absolutely nothing. And they slither around like they're doing important work. And then they deceive people. Go, oh, we don't really believe in Satan. We're just trying to mess with Christians. But we think the Democratic Party and liberals ought to be Satanists. And that should be the new religion. Well, it ain't new. A religion of selfishness and destruction and death. The left-hand path with your children and all of these fools coming out and making fun of the Christians. The real Satanists look like Bill Gates. They don't look like the scary guy with the lazy eye and the scar, you know, or the guy that's got the club foot and he's mad at God because he's got it, or the Harvey Weinstein that's mad because he's got a vagina. They're just mad at life. This guy's a Satanist. He wants to kill you. And he wants to do it and gloat over you and laugh about it while he does it. Because he metaphysically has to get up there and say, life's never coming back. You're going to be depressed forever. It's over. Don't have kids. Oh, the first world might, you know, be able to go out in a year and a half or so. But for the third world, he's telling you. He was on Chinese TV and Australian TV and a bunch of others, Japanese TV. Over there, he had a different script. He was point blank. He said, they said, hey, there's people you say are depopulating everybody. And he told them on all three channels, we're making a film about it. He said, there's different vaccines for different places. And the presenter goes, because we project on America, we're racist and we're bad. And no, we're the Christian place that tried to be Christian, that tried to value everybody. The antithesis of this Satanism. You think in China and Japan and places that they don't think they're the elites and they don't hate each other and they don't hate foreigners and outsiders? The Japanese only respect us because we kicked their ass. And as soon as we did, they went, oh, you're the master. I'm not putting the Japanese down. I'm telling you the psychology. Bill Gates gets up there and says, hey, don't worry, I'm not going to kill you. And the presenters are, oh, thank you, good. He goes, his answer, are you depopulating? Well, there are different vaccines for different people. And he says, oh, the third world's never getting out of lockdown because they're going to starve everybody to death. And, you know, people go, well, Jones, you're against the hordes pouring over and all this. The UN also keeps them poor, dumbed down, and then uses them as a weapon. I'm not for 600 million people from Africa and all over being brought here deliberately to not have any future or jobs, dropped in the middle of everywhere to destroy us. The globalists use them as a weapon while they're busy killing them. That's what you do to your enemies. You throw them at each other. And we sit here and we look at this and we watch this. Do you really think when they're done killing all those people in the third world, they're not going to kill you? Do you really think that? I mean, even if you want to kill the black people, and I don't. Even if they dumb them down and turn them against me and then all this other crap they've done to everybody, you think you're actually going to kill all these people and that you're not going to get killed yourself or that God isn't going to tear you apart? And so, yeah, and so they get the Africans to come over here, you know, burn American flags, all this stupid crap, and they put that on the news to make you hate them so you'll go along with killing them. Bill Gates is on TV. He says, you know, the economy's never opening again. Yeah, a lot of people are going to get sick from the vaccine. See, he's not in the mode anymore of telling you lies. He's out in the open. He says, this is the way it is, and we're going to do it. And then all these fools are going to go out and get these vaccines going, wink, wink. Because, I mean, tell you, the average Democrat, mid-level, knows Planned Parenthood's meant to kill blacks. And they'll say, hey, man, there's too many of these poor people. You going to take care of all these black people? And I'm like, well, I sure as hell ain't going to kill them. I mean, let's get down to brass tacks here, man. There's a bunch of poor white people, too, that don't know what they're doing. Would you kill them? Let's just kill everybody. And then I got to sit there and watch the front people they've got, a bunch of weird Islamic women and fat, you know, black lesbians running every group on purpose to make us hate them. Ugly, surly, fat black lesbians force-fed everywhere so that we hate black people and so we hate black women that have had their men taken away and their culture destroyed, and we're being fed in right now at the same time. They elect horrible, nasty, evil, satanic women and put one from an Islamic country we saved up with a bunch of commies over here, all up there with all those contradictions, where they'd kill those women in her country for being lesbians, spewing how much they hate America, not saying a damn word about the NBA, not a damn word about China, a damn word about 3 million Muslims that aren't bad Muslims getting their asses tortured to death in China. It's all cutesy funny to these people because they put evil leaders in place on purpose to make people resonate with that, because people are followers and believe that that's spirit's leadership. And it's because we aren't challenging them in the third dimension at all their events and everywhere else with the truth. They've taken control. Well, I refuse to sit here and not lead the assault. I don't want to be your leader. I want you to be a leader now. We don't have time. It's time to start leading from the front with action. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Well,